This week's mailbag comes to us from Wendy on Facebook. Dear Lisa, I just have to share a podcast-worthy success experience from this morning. I have been following Organize 365 for over 6 months and taking it in. I was starting my day by turning on all of my machines, and my dishwasher tripped the power. Luckily, as I've been collecting all of my papers to one location, I knew exactly where the details for the appliances were. And lucky for me, the previous owners were Lisa-like organized people and had their own household-style folder with all of the important details to hand over. It took seconds to locate the folder, to find the model number and the purchase date from 2009, and who to call for servicing. I had enough information to find the PDF manual online to start troubleshooting. As it turns out, I needed to call someone, but I was able to do that in just minutes. I have booked them for next week, which is the earliest that was available, but at least that didn't drain my time and energy for the day. I still can't get over how easy this could be. It would usually take me hours. I've already transferred it into my household binder that I'm building as I go. Thank you, Lisa, for showing us your way.
Do you have an Organized 365 success story? If so, we would love to hear about it. Please send us an email at customerservice@organize365 and tell us how you have taken back your home, your paper, and your life with Organize 365.
Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. The very first podcast of 2021 was when I shared with you what my pink slash pockets will be for the first quarter of 2021. And now that we are halfway through the first quarter, I want to give you an update as to what I have completed, what I have completely let go, and why this has been the best experiment I have ever done on using my Sunday basket. So if you are not aware of what the Sunday basket is, the Sunday basket is the weekly habit that I do that organizes my actionable to-dos, all of my ideas, my mail, keeps my family running smoothly, and allows me to focus during the week on work and my family and not worry about all the household-related tasks. But once you've done the Sunday basket for a while, you start to go into what we call Sunday Basket 2.0. And Sunday Basket 2.0 are these additional colored slash pockets that come in the system that organize not just the daily actionable mail and to-dos and things that have to get done every day, every week, every month to keep your house running, but the projects that just never seem to get done, or you don't know where to put them, or are somewhere between an idea and being done. You started them, but they aren't finished. And for me, a multi-passionate person, there are always a lot of ideas. When I designed the Sunday basket, we created four categories of ideas. Three that I have done forever, and you probably have too, and then the pink category of slash pockets. So I'll go over the three that are more familiar. We use purple as the color for household-related projects. So anything that your house needs done, maintenance, repairs, the 100-day program would fit inside of the purple slash pockets, weekly cleaning checklists, anything related to your house or your household. Blue is the color that we use for family. So you might have one slash pocket for each family member, a slash pocket for each of the kids' school. You might have a slash pocket for vacation for yourself or you and your spouse, or you might have extended family. If you're the caregiver of someone in your family, that would go in blue. So that's what blue is. Holidays go in blue. Green is for money, repetitive tasks, those like admin things that you do around the house. Again, you could put cleaning here instead of in purple. Also inside of green, I happen to have multiple businesses because I'm not only multi-passionate, but I'm multi-businessy, I guess. I have always been involved in more than one business. I've been involved in over 20 direct sales companies. I have an LLC. Joey got an LLC before he got a driver's license. Let's just say I'm from a long line of entrepreneurs. I don't know what to tell you. I have a slash pocket for charity, the charities that we donate to and charities that we want to donate to in the future. So I kind of divide our money out into the five green slash buckets. When I developed the Sunday basket system, and when I started manufacturing it, in my mind, I always had pink slash pockets, which are my personal projects that I like to get done. In reality, when we got our first Sunday basket, which was 3 years ago, next month, and I filled mine up and actually had the right slash buckets to do the system I had been doing for 20 years without the slash buckets that were in my head, this is kind of funny. I created the Sunday basket, and in my head, you could buy slash buckets that were all the same color, but in reality, you couldn't. And so for years, I was using a system that worked in my head, but I couldn't get to work in reality, which is why I manufactured the Sunday basket so I could get these all pink, all blue, all purple, all green slash buckets so I could organize my life. Okay, back to the story I was telling you. When I started using my own Sunday basket 3 years ago that I had already been doing for almost 20 years without the real product, I found I had a problem. And the problem was I knew how to fill up the 1.0 slash buckets. I knew how to fill up the green and the blue and the purple slash buckets. And I got to the pink slash buckets, which are your personal slash buckets, your personal passions, the things that are only related to Lisa, not related to the family, not related to the house, not related to the money, not related to your career. That's the Friday box. The pink is just me. And here's what I came to find out. I didn't do anything 3 years ago that was just for me. Everything that I did was for my family, for my house, for our finances, for my career. There was nothing I was doing just for Lisa, just because, with no other attachment to anyone else. And so it took me a while to figure out what even should be in those pink slash buckets. Over time, I've had date night in there, books I want to read, travel. Travel is what I decided the pink was going to be for, in case you didn't notice. The world is closed. By the time I really realized that I wanted to travel alone and with Greg and with the kids and all the travel that I wanted to do, I started making slash buckets specifically for that. So Joey and I went to Washington, D.C. on a trip, and Abby and I went to Vegas, and Greg and I went to Vegas, and I started traveling for speaking, and I traveled to see our manufacturers, and I was loving it. Like, I was loving the traveling Lisa. And my pink slash pockets before the pandemic were date nights, a Lisa slash pocket, and everything related to all the traveling I want to do. And when we are able, I want to start traveling again. I love traveling. You know, I'm in my late 40s. I would love my 50s to be the decade of travel. I'm declaring my 50s the decade of travel. So the whole pandemic better get it together, because I really want to travel internationally, in the United States, by myself, with my husband, with my kids. Like, I just want to do a lot of travel. Well, here I was looking at my Sunday basket at the end of 2020 and realizing for the majority of 2020, all of my pink slash buckets were not used because we were not going on dates and we were not traveling. And so if you listen to that first podcast episode, you see that I've changed my pink slash buckets to be pandemic friendly and give me some goals for the first quarter of 2021. Wow, was that a great idea? Like, I hope you did the same thing. And if not, it's not too late. You could do it right now. What a great idea. I literally took the pink slash buckets out of my Sunday basket and I moved them into my household operations binder, waiting for when the pandemic is over, bought a new set of pink slash pockets, and labeled them specifically for quarter one, 2021 in the pandemic. What are the things that I personally wanted to play with or do just for myself or get done before the end of the first quarter of 2021, or I'm actually looking at the first round of the 100-day program, which gives me all the way until the beginning of May 2021, an extra month. And I set out those goals and I got started on them, and I want to let you know where I am today. So one of the goals that I had in that slash pocket was to update our binders, like get our binders up to date. And a second slash pocket was called hashtag adulting. And hashtag adulting is because my kids are hashtag adults. They're 19 and just turned 21, so they definitely are not teenagers anymore. Our daughter is still in college, but our son has already graduated and works full-time here at Organize 365. And we are rapidly moving into being an adult, an all-adult family. We all live together, partially because of the pandemic and partially because they're 19 and 21. So we live in a very eclectic family right now. Abby has the basement as her apartment. Joey has his bedroom and Abby's bedroom as an apartment, although I did put a new treadmill in his old bedroom, so now he has like a bedroom and a half. We have our bedroom, which I call our condo, and it is kind of how we function inside of our family. Like, we all come down, we have dinner together, and we all go back to our bedrooms. It's like Greg and I are teenagers again, too, so we watch TV in our bedroom as well. Well, the kids have been asking for their documentation, and also being adults, they have adult paperwork that I have continually put in my Sunday basket or inside of my binders, and it's time to give them access to those things. So I created their adult binders, and the binders that I have for my kids are part of our kids program. So our kids program is all-encompassing from birth through age 25. Like, you could buy it at any time. It will grow with your kids. You can go back down and watch the things if you miss those organizational steps along your parenting. Or you could jump in, you know, at the age of 16, 16 to 25 is the second half of the kids program, which really preps kids for being adults and moving out of the family home. And how do you separate from your family of origin into your own unique household? I always say there are only two things that kick you out of the kids program. One is having children, and two is buying a house. So if you don't have children and you don't buy a house, you could still be in the kids program. So if you're married, living at home, you could be in the kids program. Like, everything you need will be in there. Well, inside of the kids program, it's an online course, just like the 100-day program is an online course. It doesn't come with any physical components, but you could buy different bundles that match whatever age your kids are. So we have a bundle for grade school, elementary kids, and then we have the launch bundle, which is for high school and young adults. So the launch bundle has this binder I'm going to talk to you about and a beginning Sunday basket. So the beginning Sunday basket is just a Sunday basket and one set of 1.0s. It doesn't have the 2.0s and the dashboard and all of that stuff. So I got both of my kids the launch bundle, and I started with their binders. They're not using Sunday baskets yet, but we have them. So I started with their binders. And the launch binder is a white lattice binder that has red slash pockets, green, and blue slash pockets in it. So five red, five blue, five green. And a big old packet of papers that start your medical, your financial, and your household reference binder all in one. This is why I say you could be in the kids program. As long as you don't buy a house or have a child, you'll be fine with this launch binder, because it gives you just enough medical, just enough financial, and just enough household for renting. It's specifically for people who are renting or still living at home. So my kids had started asking me in January, like, where's my medical card? What's my medical history? Where's my, you know, I have to get an oil change. I have to renew my driver's license so I could get my TSA compliant pre-check. That's not what it's called. Driver's license, because I'm 21 and I want to get the 21-year-old license, and all these things that they needed in January. So I pulled out all of our family binders in front of the fire one day, went through every single one of our binders, our personal financial, medical, household reference, household operations binders, all of those binders. I had a gigantic, like 2-inch thick packet of papers I needed to file. So I filed all those in the right binders, flipped through every binder, took out anything that was outdated and needed to be shredded. And then I went through every binder and I pulled out anything that was related to Joey and Abby, like anything that if they were moving and getting married tomorrow, I would give them and they would take to their new house. And I then took all those papers and I put them in their launch binders. Now, the launch binder comes with a packet of fill-outable papers that you could fill out and put a lot of information on. Someone asked me as I was sharing this on my Instagram stories, and it is still saved on my Instagram highlights if you want to go see it, how much time did I spend filling out that packet? No time, because I had already filled out the first page, which is your important information, which was in my other binders. I had already filled that out for my kids, so I gave them that. And then of the medical papers, I only filled out page number one that day, and I hand wrote in just like what medications are on right now, diagnoses, things like that, like their basic medical history. Now, the reason why I did not fill out their medical packet more significantly is because in the last year, I have transitioned our kids from pediatric doctors to their adult doctors. And when I do this, I ask their permission, of course, and they said yes. I go to their first doctor appointment with them. And I went to their first adult doctor appointment with their general care practitioner. And then if they had a specialist, I went to the appointment with the specialist as well. And there, I gave the complete medical history to the new doctor with an overview letter of like just the medical history from birth to 18, answered any questions that the physician had, went through all the past medical history of all the different medications we've been on. And now that they're adults and they have different bodies and they have different symptoms, we're working on changing the medications that the kids are on and taking them off a lot that they were on when they were kids and adding on different ones they need now that they are adults. And their medical history is history. And their medical today is much more in their control than it is in mine. I'm still informed. I still answer. I still give opinions when they are asked. But I am really working on having a peer-to-peer adult relationship with my kids. You know, if they need me as a parent, I am there as a parent. But if they don't need me there as a parent, I'm there to watch them, you know, spread their wings as they go into adulthood and make some of their decisions on their own. So making this launch binder, I mean, I think I worked on this entire project for 4 hours, 2 hours of which was just updating my own binders, which is always something that we need to do, right? I do it about 3 times a year. And then it was about an hour for each child's binder. So I pulled out what I needed and then I made their binders. Now, there are printables that come with the binder and you could set them up however you want, but they're going to look different based on which hashtag adult you are making a binder for. So Abby's binder, we used all 5 of the red slash pockets for different health-related doctors and people that she's seeing. For Joey, 1 red slash pocket was enough, which left a bunch of red slash pockets open for me to use for other things. Like I used one for important and different things that he had in his binder. Additionally, for the blue slash pockets, the blue slash pockets are related to your household. And Joey has lived on his own for 2 years while he was at college and he had an apartment. So he had a lot more household related items than Abby did. So inside of the blue slash pockets, for him, he had appliances. So he has a washer dryer and he has a computer. I had the receipt from 3 years ago. He's like, I cannot believe you have the receipt from my computer 3 years ago. I was like, yeah, well, you know. Both of the kids have furniture, so they have furniture slash pockets. They both have couches. Abby last year bought a whole bunch of furniture for the basement with her babysitting money, which is pretty cool. And then there is an apartment tab. So I gave them both an apartment tab. Obviously, they have an apartment at home, but it's not a real apartment. So all the paperwork that would be related to renting an apartment is in there inside of the blue slash pockets. Anything that the kids are not doing now, but they might grow into, I just put behind a slash pocket and I labeled it. The green slash pockets are all about money. And this is why the kids wanted to get their own binders is because they both have jobs, they both have cars, they both have expenses. They're asking me questions about budgeting and having a budget and having expenses, or what their bank account number is, what their savings account number is. So I pulled all of that information out as well and set up their green slash pockets. And in their green slash pockets, I put all their car information in one. I put our budgeting sheets that are inside of the kids program in another. I made Joey has stock that he got when he graduated from school. So he has an investment slash pocket already. They both have a resume slash pocket where we have all of their up-to-date resume because, you know, it's always like 18 months to 2 years before you need your resume and that feels like you're always creating it from scratch. So we put that in there. And then Abby's still in college. So she has some college-related slash pockets in hers as well. So I think that gives you enough information for the launch binders. They were super fun to make, a lot quicker than I thought they would be. And I put their social security cards, birth certificates, all of it in these binders. Now, I'm a little bit of a control freak because I'm not ready for them to have these binders down or up in their apartments. Like, they are in the kitchen. So the binders used to be in my office upstairs in the loft. Now, these two launch binders, one for each kid, are right in the kitchen above where the telephone used to be, but hasn't been for like 10 years. So if they need anything, they don't have to ask permission. They know how to get it. But also, if I need that information, birth certificates, whatever, I can access that information as well because we just have one copy of each of those things. So the hashtag adulting slash pink slash pocket is not done, but creating these launch binders was the biggest thing because it separated out the paper of my kids from our family binders into their own. It was just, it's like another layer of separating them from children inside of our family to adults that have their own entity and are creating their own lives into these binders. I know, I really draw a lot of parallels from things, don't I? But going forward, the kids are asking about budgeting. They're asking about things. Instead of me going and giving them information or sending them into our family binders, I can now say, check your binder. And it's just another thing we can do to move them into adulting. Another pink slash pocket that I was working on were our memories. Sorry, I was just checking the, you know that I recorded a couple podcasts and they didn't record at all. I just thought this wasn't recording this entire time. No worries. Obviously it was. Okay. Another pink slash pocket that I was working on were our memories. And this was interesting for me. I have done Create a Memory scrapbooks since before the children were born. I have over 100 personal scrapbooks. I know it's a tad obsessive, but whatever. I've made over 300. I've made albums of everything from pictures from the White House down to, I have made so many albums for people. I love it. I don't do it anymore, but oh my goodness, I love, love, love making photo albums. So each of my kids have 5 albums. And one of the things that I noticed being a Create a Memories consultant and being a babysitter for large families was that often the youngest child would not have as many photos or memories as the oldest child. And so I was very careful with Joey and Abby to make sure that the memories that I was saving for them were equal. I think I've already told this story before that before we adopted Abby, I went through Joey's very large one-year scrapbook and made a list of every single thing I had taken pictures of. And then when Abby was born, like every month, I would check that list and make sure that I was taking the same pictures for her, like first cereal, first bath. I missed the first bath, so I did the second bath. And that list really helped me make sure that their books were more equitable and not like first child, second child. When Abby was 9 months old, Greg took Joey down to Florida to see his dad, and I scanned that list. And anything I was missing up until 9 months, I recreated with Abby, including like this whole day photo shoot where I just took my camera and had fun and did a whole bunch of black and white pictures. And we just had a fun photo shoot and made sure she had all the photos. So both of my kids have 5 albums. They have a baby album. They have 2 albums until they hit kindergarten or finish kindergarten. And then they have 2 school age albums. Now, Create a Memories albums are like 7 to 10 pounds each. And they're like 3 inches thick. That is like 40 pounds of photos. Like the kids have plenty of photos, right? And I finish these albums right before their graduation from high school. So usually they're done through their junior year. And there's no room in this 5th album. So I had in my pink slash pockets and in my memorabilia areas, photos that I had collected over the last 4-ish years for both kids. Like things that have happened in their late senior year of high school, anything related to moving on to college, all that kind of stuff. Not enough to do another Create a Memories album. Didn't want to do another Create a Memories album. And also, like, once you hit high school, like, your mom doesn't have your photos. Your photos are on your phone. Like, the kids have all of their photos, but I had their congratulations, you've gotten into college letters, stuff like that. So I decided instead of making another Create a Memories album for them to just take everything that I have left and put it in our own Organized 365 memorabilia albums. These are 1-inch faux leather albums that have 50 sheet protectors in them. Really simple, really quick. Again, you can go to Instagram. I saved the highlight of when I did this as well. One weekend, I just sorted everything into slash buckets, all the different memorabilia and photos that I had. And then the next weekend, I took the whole day. I think I ended up being in the kitchen about 5 or 6 hours. And I sorted all of the kids' memorabilia, these two little binders I wanted to make, and all the photos I've had over the last 3 years into other projects we're doing, which I'll talk about in a minute. Once I had these two projects laid out, and I do a power layouts method. Again, you could see that on the Instagram stories, and I give it in detail to you inside of our photo organizing program. I then was able to just organize the photos in order, stack them up in cardboards, and then I sat there, and it took me maybe like 20 minutes per album to just tape them in on paper, slide them in the sheet protectors, and they each have a 1-inch binder that goes along with their Creative Memories albums. The one other thing that I'll say that I didn't say on Instagram when I did this is both of my kids have one of our kids' school memories albums as well. So the kids' school memories album that we sell is a 2-inch binder that has 100 sheet protectors in there. And that has all of like their school papers, school certificates, drawings, all that kind of stuff. So when they leave the house, I don't know, they'll probably just leave it with me. We have a 2-inch school memory binder of all their artwork. They have 5 Creative Memories albums with all their photos in it. And then they have this 1-inch faux leather binder that has like end of junior year, senior year of high school and early college like memorabilia in there. And there's room in that binder if they have other things that they have in their bedrooms or memories that they have in their early 20s that they want to add to that binder. Getting those binders done, I said to Greg, I'm done. Like, hashtag adulting, I'm done. Like, I'm done with the photos. I'm done with the memories. Like, my kids' memories are complete. Felt great. I was like, this is awesome. While I was doing that, I also was sorting through all of our photos, and I found a couple of things. One, we took no pictures in 2020, right? Like, nobody did. Also, in 2019, I hadn't finished printing out our family photos. So I need to go back and print out our family photos because I do want to keep making Creative Memories scrapbooks for our family. Now, my kids each have 5 albums. I think we have maybe 14 family albums. Our first album is before we had kids, and then all the rest are from the year 2000 on. I plan on continuing to do our family scrapbook for, I don't know, ever. And now I get about like 3 or 4 years in a scrapbook. Wait till they're grandbabies. Then I'll only get 1 year in a scrapbook again. And that's fine. This is my hobby. I can have as many scrapbooks as I want. Nobody has to keep them if they don't want to. Like, they have their 5 albums. If they don't keep all of these family albums they have, they have what they need in their 5 albums and we can move on. So I found all the photos for our family album. That's something I'll probably end up doing in March. And then I also found that I had birthday and Christmas photos. So when I started doing Creative Memories back in the day, before I even had kids, our family albums are huge. Like, the year Joey was born, it's like an album and a half. It's ridiculous, the amount of photos that I take. But hey, it was tax deductible. So I created Christmas albums and birthday albums. So like, if you wanted to see our kids more than just like 1 year at a time, you could see all Christmases, all birthdays. So I pulled out and I had like a couple of birthdays to do for the kids and I had a couple of Christmases to do. And I haven't been taking very many Christmas photos either. One, the kids don't want them taken. I don't want my picture taken on Christmas morning either. 2, everybody in the family is like adults. It's not as much fun to take pictures of adults. I don't know. Kids are just more, you take a lot more pictures when the kids are little, right? So after I did those binders for the kids, that night after I cleaned up the kitchen, I sat in front of the fire and I caught up on the birthday album and the Christmas album. And for the birthday album, I had less and less pictures. I was doing 16-year-old birthdays. I only had one kid's 17-year-old birthday, and for that, I only had one photo. And then I had a few photos of the kids when they turned 18. And I said to Greg, and this album is done too. So no more birthday album. The birthday albums are done. I'm done with that project. So now once I get my family album up to date, that's the only photo album that I'll be making going forward is our family scrapbook. The other thing in my memory making pink slash pocket folder was the Organized 365 scrapbook in history. And that one, I think I really want to take a lot of time on doing that one. I've saved tons of photos. I have tons of letters. I have tons of information. So I will probably get my family scrapbook done first and then work on that organized 365 one later. Okay, two more slash pockets I want to update you on. One is my systematizing beauty. So systematizing was one of the things that I wanted to do in 2021, was figure out how much am I spending on beauty? How can I spend less? Blah, 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 blah. Here's what I came to realize. It is what it is. Beauty is my hobby. Like, I am having so much fun. I've now learned contouring. I also learned that I was using my eyeliner as if it was eyeshadow, and that's why you couldn't see my eyelashes. Like, I'm watching YouTube videos now. You know what's fabulous about watching YouTube videos? I'm not a YouTube watcher, but I have been the last couple weeks. Here's what's fabulous about it. You watch one, and they're like 20, 25 minutes long. You can't do anything except watch these videos because they're putting makeup on. And even though I'm putting a lot of makeup on, I still am very much a novice. I'm like, I don't even know what any of the brushes are for. I don't understand why they're different. Can't we just use the same brush? Anyways, so I'm learning all these things about contouring and layering, and I have to like watch the video. I could do nothing but watch the video. And darn it, if they don't mention, well, that's over in my other video. I'm like, well, I have to see that video now. So now I'm watching this other video. Here's the thing. 90 minutes pass. I've been watching someone play makeup for 90 minutes, and I have the biggest smile on my face at 9:30 at night because I have no idea what's going on in the world. I'm just watching someone play makeup. I'm thinking about maybe tomorrow I could do that makeup on my face. Newsflash, it does not look the same the next morning on your own face, but it's fun. I've learned lots of things, and it really does suck you out of reality into this fake beauty world. So 48 is the new 16 is all I have to say about that. I also realize that every year around Christmas, I start to stress out about how much I spend on makeup, and now I know why. I don't have to systematize it. I don't have to write it down. I haven't spent hardly any money on makeup since I made that goal because I stock up on Black Friday. So there's your tip. If you want to know how to save money on beauty, Sephora, Ulta, every single beauty company has these amazing deals. In November, just buy all of your favorites, like a year's supply, and you're good to go. So that slash pocket is done, and basically I just decided I'm not doing it. And I tell you that because you don't, just because you put something in a slash pocket and say you want to do it, when you decide that you don't want to do it, or it's not serving you, or it wasn't really as big of a project as you thought it was going to be, great, it's done. Move on. Like, doesn't have to become a three-week project in order for it to warrant a slash pocket. Then the Lisa slash pocket, which I have had all the time, that has like the books I want to read and all of that. I'll give you a little bit of an update on that. I have realized that I don't read books anymore. I used to read books all the time. I'm hoping this summer I do again. Like, I know I love to go outside and read a book on the weekends in the summer, but I found that I'm really not reading books. Like, I'm not sitting down and reading books. If I sit down, I am doing a puzzle and listening to something. So I'm always listening. Like, I'm listening to podcasts. I'm liking to listen to things. So I have downloaded more Audible books. And if you are an Audible member, I did not realize this. I don't know how long this has been a thing, but for your membership, you can download some books for free. I thought maybe it was a fluke yesterday, and so I literally went through all of the history ones, all of the business ones, all of the self-development ones. I think I downloaded 20 books for free, and they're all on my Audible now. I don't even know how that worked, but I'm listening to books, and I'm listening to about 2 to 3 books a week while I do puzzles, while I clean the house, while I do whatever I am doing. And speaking of puzzles, I'm only doing those about 2 times a week. I just don't have as much time as I used to for puzzles. All right, I have one more pink slash pocket to fill you in on, and that is, you know, tracking my health, but I'm going to do that in the next podcast. Hope you guys have a great week.